Welcome to Conjure Man's Table, your source for all things folk magic and spirituality. I'm your host, Brother Hoodoo Moses, and in each episode we'll answer your burning questions about spells, curses, herbs, and more. If you're new here, you're in for a magical journey. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back to the table. Let's dive into today's question.
Stormy, I got a good question about finding good, safe, healthy housing. I'm finally moving out of my family's house. It's cute, quaint, and I'm very thankful to have been living here for free. But me and my boyfriend are trying to find housing ASAP without any rental history. Do you have any good magical tips on finding good housing ASAP, or anyone for that matter? I just honestly want something without mold or termites and affordable. I live in the Bay Area, California, so it's been rough. So for housing in general, the easiest kind of go-to for me is to work with St. Joseph or Frère André or both. Frère André is a devotee of St. Joseph, so you're kind of working with St. Joseph either way, but he's like a step down the ladder, so it's a little closer, a little, you know, more human maybe. But yeah, for me, it's like thinking about this guy who's Jesus' dad is kind of intimidating to me. But someone who liked a guy who was Jesus' dad, I can get with. But yeah, I would consider doing a novena, a 9-day petition service to one or both of them. Just print out a picture, get a white candle or a 9-day candle, or either, sorry, 9 white candles or a 9-day candle. And you can look up novena prayers for them or just write your own. But the idea is you're going to say a prayer for the saint. That's general prayers. So like Our Fathers or whatever your general prayer might be. And then a prayer for the saint. Sometimes if you find one pre-written, it'll break that up, like you'll tell their story over 9 prayer sessions. But sometimes you'll just say the same one every night. And each time, at the end of the prayer, you'll be asking them for what specifically you want. So in this case, it might be safe, comfortable housing, right? Safe, comfortable, affordable housing, etc. And, you know, put that petition in every night for the 9 nights. And what you might do is consider making a donation as sort of a provision. So the way I would do this is I would do the petition. I have my candle. I have my picture. You'd also put a glass of water on there. And every night I would put, whether it's $5 or $10 or whatever you're willing to donate under or able to donate under that glass of water, and say, as soon as you answer my petition, I will donate all of this money that I'm accumulating to a cause that support you. So maybe in your name, maybe a charity, St. Joseph's charity. I'm sure there are a gazillion of them, right? So you're just going to put that money under there. And until they answer that position, or until they answer your petition, until they answer your request, that money stays on the altar. And as soon as they do, you'll donate it. That can be a very effective way to kind of build the pressure in a positive way, a positive way.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Conjure Man's Table. If you have a question you'd like me to answer in a future episode, join us on our Discord by going to patreon.com/holymountain. And don't forget to head over to the link tree over at linktr.ee/hoodoomoses to check out everything we have going on. Until next time, keep the candles burning, the herbs ready, and the spirits close. This is Brother Moses signing off.